Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Woody. Thank you so much. Kim Bocamper is with us. We'll have Steve Goldstein join us at 9 o'clock. And we've got a lot of stuff going on here as Panthers. They did lose game one in a late nighter, I might add, in overtime, 4-3, up 3-1. I know, Panther fans, usually you hear 3-1 and you're going, lights out, this one's over with that nasty, stingy, aggressive defense they play.
That's what happened to me. I'm there watching the game. They go down 1-0, then on one, you know, 1-1, 2-1 Panthers, 3-1. And then I started looking at my phone on Instagram and all those different things, and then all of a sudden, all tied up. And then I got to admit, I couldn't make it to the overtime.
No, I didn't make it. I didn't make it. You know, I saw the lead,
I'm kind of glad I didn't. I did go to bed because, you know, if I'd have been mad if they would have scored in the first minute and end the game.
Yeah.
But finding out that it was like the last 30 seconds of the first overtime,
I
never would have made it.
No, it was a lot of hockey last night, a late night for
fans. I tell you,
it was a great game.
It's the great game, and you can tell this thing's going to heat up pretty good. I mean, they started getting physical in there.
So you know what's crazy? They had a chance to score a bunch of point-blank shots. We had a bunch of chances. I think, if I'm not mistaken, just watching McDavid, he put two off. He had two great shots and off the almost went in and blinked off there. But
so the guy Draisaitl, I mean,
he's healthy.
Know, last year
he was banged up and didn't have a goal.
He's healthy. Didn't have a goal last year. Now, boy, I tell you, he made up for it last night.
Two, including
those
the game
two guys,
winner.
McDavid and him playing together. That's
well, one guy sets the other guy up, and he's a sniper, man. Yeah. He is something else. Anyway, we'll have more on that stuff, of course. By the way, Bo, I don't know, the baseball in yet. I got to bring this up. So look, nobody has high expectations for the Marlins.
Yeah.
But they're playing the Rockies, who hadn't won a series since last year.
Yeah.
Going way back. Matter of fact.
It wasn't the last time they played the Marlins last year.
Yeah, maybe that was it. So Bo, they had three wins on the road coming in to this series. And they not only won the series, they swept the series. Yeah. We got the Hunter Goodman show. Three home runs, a triple, seven hits. I mean, it was just unbelievable. You got that call, by the way. Can you give us, if you don't mind, Woody? So the Rockies, who have were on record pace here for losses that we've never seen before, amount of losses, here's the call at the end of the game.
And again, the 2-2 from Kinley to Wagamon is hit to third. And the Rockies have swept the Marlins here this week. Final score, Colorado 3 and Miami 2. Marlins will take the off day tomorrow to recuperate and get back on track Friday.
There you have it. There's a guy that's down and out, too. Marlins have 23 wins on the season. They had to win three to get to 12.
Yeah,
just how bad it's been for the Rockies.
You know, early on they were kind of they were hanging in there, but now the bottom's kind of falling out. And
so, you know, Bo, that sport more than any other sport, and maybe some will disagree that are into all sports.
Yeah.
When they find out you have a weakness in your swing, you're going to get a heavy dose of it.
Yeah.
There are no secrets in that sport.
Yeah,
whatever you do or don't do well, they got it. They got something for everybody.
By the first quarter of the season, everyone's got a book on everybody.
Yeah,
right. And then you know where to go. And
Stowers was smoking hot. I mean, he got off to a great start, and he's dropped. They found some things, and so they're struggling to score runs, and so a rough one. The other thing is, let's get back to Dolphins here for a second, as we were talking to Jeff Darlington earlier about this. So everybody's – you get it all the time too. What are we?
Yeah.
We look at the team. We got all these positions, and we're putting in all these new guys. You're right. There's going to be a lot of young guys playing this year. But I don't have a problem with it.
No, I don't
But
either.
It doesn't change. We still got to win games.
So here's – you know – it's funny how last year we're looking at this team and we're going – I remember this that defense, man, look, we're stacked. We got corners coming out our ears. Safeties look good. You know, linebackers, you know, you got Chubb and you got Phillips and you got
– Calais and Sealer.
And you got – you know, and you got Chop coming in. And so the offense, the worry was in the offense.
Right.
Now, like Jeff, I'm pretty bullish on this offense with that offensive line. The only guy that I'm concerned with now is Daniels. You know,
he's got to come back from injury. Achilles. Yeah.
So by all accounts, he should be ready to go. I hope he's ready to go and get some game during the preseason. But you know, I believe, you know, like Jeff said about Mike, he's an analytical guy. He's analyzed this offense from top to bottom, from left to right, and to figure this out. I think the play calling and the aggressive style with Tua in there is going to come back, and I think this offense is going to make a resurgence. Now, I've got a big concern about the defense. I don't have a concern really. I don't really have any concern in the front seven, right? I think Kenneth Grant's going to be a good fit there. Sealer is going to be what Sealer is. You got, you know, now you got Chop coming off of a year, and I think that, you know, from what I've heard, he's tried to concentrate on the run side of the game, because I think that was what he didn't have last year. He developed that pass rush in midseason and really made it work. And then you got Phillips and those come back. So but then you look at the secondary and you're like going, who's there? So right now you probably got Kahou. And you got Storm Duck or Cam Smith, and I'm not bullish on Cam Smith. He gets beat by somebody in OTAs, pulls a hamstring, and there he goes again.
Yeah,
you know.
So
that to me is the side of. But now you've got Anthony Weaver, who we all know is a creative defensive coordinator that guys like to play for. But you still got to have guys that can play at the level
that you need.
That you need, yeah.
So the interesting one, Kader Kohou, I believe has more starts than in the NFL. Than obviously you add them all up, Kader's got more starts than if Ashton Davis and Ifeatu both start. All the rest of them in the corners.
Yeah.
So you're just talking about guys don't have a lot of experience as starters. Now, the two safeties have played some football. They've been around, but they haven't been starters a lot.
Well, and the one kid, you know, whose kid came from Detroit, right?
Yeah,
he fought to. He, you know, his thing is he's been injury prone, right?
Yes.
When he played three games last year. When he played, he looked good. And I know I heard Dan Campbell talking about him that, hey, when a guy plays, he can play.
Goldie, he went Syracuse. He's a Goldie guy. Yeah. So Gold said, hey, man. He can really play. He's athletic. Yeah. He couldn't stay healthy either.
Yeah, but that's part of playing the game. You know, at this level, you know.
So, but Mike didn't make any bones about it. So everybody knows whether you like it or not. Like, hey, this is a situation.
Yeah.
And obviously, you can read into a little bit because a lot of this goes back to the amount of money we spent last year giving away. Yeah. Everybody got a contract to end of preseason. So, but I'm okay because I do agree with Mike. You got to build a team through the draft. We come from that. Yeah. Everything was done through the draft when we played.
No doubt.
But you got the team's a good draft.
Yeah.
Guys into their system.
Yeah. But again, I mean, this, I go back to this we were saying earlier. You know, if you're going to rely on those young guys, you better play them early in the preseason.
Yes,
you better
give them
many snaps.
Yes.
I think, you know how I feel about Patrick Paul. I think he's going to be a very, very good player for a long time.
He didn't have to look over his shoulder. He's a starting left tackle.
He is. But, you know, he got work in the preseason on the right side. Now he comes in. Now he backs up Teron on the left side. And Teron, for all intents and purposes, he played more plays than I think we all thought.
Yes.
I mean, he was more consistent. You know what I mean?
He did play a lot of games. He played hurt a lot.
But he was also out. And to me, the snaps that Patrick Paul got when he was out, it was invaluable for him going back. Because you're not going to see anything new. He's played against the best.
He got a couple hundred snaps.
Yeah,
you're right.
So now, from all intents and purposes, him, Chop, you know those guys, I believe in talking to people, those guys have looked at what their weaknesses were last year. And that's what they're working. I think most guys, what I always try to do is that, evaluate my season, what could I do better,
right,
and then focus on that in training camp.
You know,
let me improve this, because I'm all right here, but I need to do this better.
Bo, I think year two coming back, I just thought of mine too, and the experience and the confidence after you play as a rookie, your good plays, your bad plays, but it was enough good, you felt really good.
Yeah.
Now you come back year two, you know the system. Yeah. Our system never changed.
Yeah,
we played.
Yeah, but you got to get in. So Joe, I mean, we got a lot of play during the preseason. That was just the way it was.
No, yeah,
but we had six preseason games too. I mean, what?
I played four.
Well, four.
I don't know when they did that.
I started in 14. Yeah, we had.
I did a veteran scrimmage and a rookie scrimmage every friggin' year with the Saints.
But still, that
damn,
first
you had that and
but
that.
First that game when you first step on the field in the real game. And you don't know what to expect, you know. You know, this guy. It's funny. I remember playing, and you're playing, and all of a sudden, this is when I felt like, I guess I got a little overconfident or whatever. But I felt like, oh, I can play in this league. We were playing against the Jets, and they had a guy named Gary Pets. I don't know if you remember him.
Uh-uh.
You weren't here. It was early on. It was my rookie year, and so I go in there and I'm you know, play a series or two against him. He was a guard, and I kind of slipped down and played against a guard in a couple schemes. And I come on the sideline. I think it was AJ and Bob. I go, Bob, they go, you know, we'd always, after a couple series, go, hey, how's your guy? So they go, hey, how's your guy? I go, this guy can't play, right? And I'm going, I'm in the NFL. And I'm going, this guy can't play, you know? So, at that point, you kind of, okay. But you know, not only do you got to figure out early on, you know, how to play, you got to figure out how good are those guys on the other side that I got to deal with now. I'm not playing Fresno State, you know, and playing some guy that's going to be in delivering garbage or picking up garbage next year, you know?
Do you ever just feel like I had certain guys that owned me? Like, no matter what I did or however I ran a route, the guy, I just said, hey, congratulations, you ran the route better than I did.
Yeah.
You know, the guy was this off.
Yeah.
You ever feel like that? Like, you're going, damn, this guy, no matter what I do,
yeah, I
got.
I don't
know. Then it'll be other guys. Guys would struggle, and I go, nah, I'm okay with him.
I tell you, the one guy, and I didn't play against him much, but the one guy that I played against, that every time I played against him, and so I just go, oh, come on, really? So when we played New England,
you're gonna say Hog Handa.
We were playing a 3-4 defense, and so I'm always on the outside. I'm always on a tackle, and we used to have this. We called it an Eagle defense, where now you sink down, and now you're over the guards, and I'm on Hannah's side, and
John Hannah, maybe
one of the best 10 offensive linemen in
all time. That guy was a beast.
But he was built for that. You know, his big ass was so – you could have shown a movie at a drive-in theater on that ass. Big, strong upper – and a small upper body. And he got his – when he got in the stance, his nose was about 2 inches off the ground. And I'm going – and I'm trying to – so so I'm lining up on him, and I'm snuggling my head in my shoulder pads, and I'm trying to get down as far as I can. And that son of a bitch would bust my ass.
Yeah.
And but good thing is I didn't have to play against him like
– the good news.
70 plays a game, you know?
The good news, yeah. That we'd have to play him all the time because he was, man. That dude was a bad dude. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff to get to here. As we continue on here, a day after late night with the Panthers in a overtime loss, we'll talk with Steve Goldstein coming up at 9 o'clock, about 40 minutes from now, in Edmonton about everything. And by the way, tonight, NBA Finals Game 1, Oklahoma City and Indiana. You don't have to have a big market to play in the finals in the NBA, so we can stop that. We can now stop all that stuff. Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler. Oh, my gosh, they got another incredible offer. Jeff, Amanda, thank you. So glad to hear. This is not just about birthdays and anniversaries or any special occasion that really says I love you. They got an incredible offer I want to tell you about. A stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Man, I tell you what, for guys that want to pop the big question and thinking about getting engaged and don't want to wait any longer, or getting pressure to get a ring and you're tight on money, this thing is fantastic. It really is. You got to go in and see it in person. It calls for you to go to Beverly's Jewelers, to their factory and to the showroom and check it out. It is spectacular. Unbelievable. Hurry. Now, it's a limited time offer. Matter of fact, Beverly's wants to let you know they're pay you top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and you can too. I've been going there for almost 35 years. They're in Fort Lauderdale, off Commercial Boulevard, or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We've got a lot more stuff come up. Steve Goldstein will join us from Edmonton. Goldie getting a little sleep, and then we'll talk to him as we get set for game two tomorrow night and see what happens. Nice 3-1 lead last night, and kind of fell apart after that. They end up losing 4-3. It was a hell of a game.
I shouldn't say it fell apart
because it could, Panthers could have easily scored two or three more goals. They could have easily scored more goals. I thought both goaltenders were good. Skinner and Big Bob had some great saves to keep their team in it. And so anyway.
You know what? Watching the game last night, I know everyone would like to get this thing over with and win it, but I'd like to see seven games.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, they're very closely matched. And you know,
three-game series, what you're telling me.
Yeah. I want to see more hockey. I mean, I want to see these guys play. Seven games.
It really is.
He wants seven games because he has nothing else to watch after that for months.
Who, me?
Yeah, that's why he wants seven games.
I'll find something to watch.
But listen,
there's no more. I mean, what are you going to watch?
No, I'm watching baseball now.
Baseball?
I got the MLB package. I'm watching Yankees.
And Dodgers. Did you watch Yankees and Dodgers the other day?
Yes, I'm watching.
That got some ratings.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm kind of re-energized.
Two best players in baseball.
Yeah, you watch this. What about the one, the first thing? They both hit home runs, first at bats.
Judge and Ohtani.
And what are they? I haven't seen what Ohtani's at 22 or 23 now.
Ohtani got
Judge
hot.
Judge is 21 or something.
Oh, yeah, man. Plus, and, Judge is hitting.
And then I catch some Giant games. And, you know, so, I got something to watch. I got something to watch.
I'm going to be going out there here pretty soon and spend a little time with my father, who's slowing down out there a little bit. But
Garlic fries?
Well, I'd have to go to a game. He can't go to the game anymore, but I do miss those garlic fries at the ballpark. So funny. If you've been to a Giants baseball game, God, Bo, we go way back, man. But that ballpark's got the smell of – you got to have them. Walk in, you go, okay, got me.
So we're probably biased, and I know I'm biased, but, you know, to me, that ballpark may be the best sporting venue I've been in. Just where it's located, you got McCovey Cove.
Yeah, that sounds like a very biased opinion.
The stadium's beautiful, you know.
It's right on. It's right on the bay.
I'm sure it's nice, but it does sound like a biased opinion.
You can walk
best
around.
Best sports venue?
Well,
it's right up there.
It's close.
Not saying it either just because I went to school out there.
I mean, but I just don't hear anyone that like has their bucket list of stadiums. Like, I don't ever
hear
that.
Oh, that's
one,
not fair. Yeah. It may not be the best, but that's not fair. I have more people, and not a lot of people want to go to San Francisco anymore with everything going on. But I said, look, if you are going into that area and start a Northern California vacation, which, Bo, you've done them, and I'm getting ready to do another one, and around my father. So you got to go to that ballpark.
But it is a biased opinion. I mean, it's the equivalent of me saying Lone Depot Park is the best stadium in pro sports.
I've been to Yankee Stadium. I've been to Camden Yards. I've been to Wrigley. I've been to Shea Stadium, whatever it is now.
City Field.
I've been to City Field. I've been to Shea Stadium.
So let me hear where the Giants rank with all those.
I still think they're the top. I think they're the best. From a standpoint, you can not be a baseball fan and sit there, and you're looking at the Bay.
Start at the beginning with Willie Mays. You got to go take the picture in front.
First thing you do is you got to go to the front of the stadium.
Make your kids who don't have any idea who he is.
So I remember going out there when the Marlins played him in the World Series year.
That's right.
They played the Giants in the first, and they played out there for. And I remember doing a live shot, and I'm watching guys watch. So I'm seeing number of times people walking by the Willie Mays statue, grandfather, father, son. And maybe great grandfather, like four generations, all taken because that team's been around. It's been around forever.
We took it from New York, but that's all right.
I
know what you're saying.
But yes, so anyway, maybe I am biased, but it's just a great ballpark.
Yeah, maybe.
So they got so on the other side.
Hey, Bo went a little further on this thing than I did, but it is a great ballpark.
I'm
I tell
sure
everybody
lovely.
To go out there.
But
you don't
again,
have to rip it.
But again, you could sit. I'm tell you what. You know,
this guy's never been the
West
Coast.
No, I'm sure it's great. I would like to go out to the West Coast.
Judging by the way you dress, and your body type, if you didn't like to watch baseball, if you didn't like anything, you'd love those garlic fries, my friend.
That would
hook you for life.
Yeah. I got that.
I'm sure it's great. You just took it a little too far.
Calamari out left center. If you want to go to the left center side,
although I do agree with Joe, San Francisco's not a very pleasant place to be.
Used to be
fantastic, but no.
Well, I tell you what, Fisherman's
Wharf. He's been telling
Wharf,
me that, man. I would go out there.
Cable cars. I still do the cable. I'm like a little kid. I'll do the cable cars. Go over to Chinatown.
I always got to pop into the Buena Vista, get me an Irish coffee. Man,
come on. You turn me on. What's that breakfast joint you turn
Sears.
Me on? Oh, so good. Right next to the hotel. Yeah. Good God, that was good. Humbo, those were the days. What
House
was our restaurant you talked to?
House
me?
Of Prime Rib.
What was the restaurant we go down on the
Skomas.
Skomas. I bought 6 glasses from there to take them home. My wife goes, why do we have these Skomas glasses? I said, because it's one of my favorite restaurants
out there. It is what it is.
Is it hanging in there?
No.
Gone?
Last time I went there. It's there. It's just not... It's not what it used to be.
All right. Well,
speaking of restaurants, by the way, Texter just sent in. He said, "Let Bo know that he's going to be a catch and cut Sunday 6:45 for his 40th wedding anniversary."
Wow.
He said, "Looking forward to the great food, so Sunday's... I can give my review."
Good.
So there will be a review to follow.
Good. I hope you enjoy yourself.
I got to tell you that
it's a
unless everybody's just kissing my ass or they know I know Bo and they're going to kiss his ass. You're going to have that food, Bo, you're just talking about, you know.
Well,
it's nothing but great reviews, yeah, man. Matter of fact.
If I say what I want to say, everyone would be, oh, yeah, I know you're involved with it, but so I'm not. I'll just let people judge it for themselves.
Yeah. Hey, Chef Andre, by the way, that's a good chance. Let's get Chef Andre on here. Talk to him. And Gene the Dream, superstar over there. Yeah. And for a great time. Matter of fact, you're going in there. Nothing against all the waiters over there, including some of them are my friends and grew up with my daughter and their daughter and stuff. But Gene the Dream, he is the catch, man, for Catch and Cut in Las Olas. And so we'll talk to Chef Andre coming up here in just a few minutes. If you are looking for a restaurant, Las Olas got great restaurants. But I got to tell you what, this one is not taking a back seat to anybody, whether it's fish or the great steaks that they have. I haven't had the fish. I always get the same steak. All right. Do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Oh, my gosh. ED and low T. Some men don't talk about. We just don't talk about it. Even the guys on a Saturday night, we sit around and they will ask me occasionally how everything's working in the bedroom. I go, it's none of your business, to be honest, Danny. Don't ask me that. But I will tell you, man, if you're going through low T and ED, whether your energy level's not where it should be or your sex drive is hit or miss, and there for a while, man, mine was missed. My wife was making excuses for me. You're stressed out. Listen, if you're going through any of this stuff, I just want to let you know Atlantic Men's Clinic works, period. I mean, and it's the right way. I know there's a lot of places out there running specials. This is not about specials. This is about getting great results and doing the program the right way. Whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s, everybody's dealing with low T, and sooner or later, ED kicks in as well. And if you are going through it, two things you can do. Live with it and deal with it and be miserable or do something about it. Call Atlantic Men. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. You get your T, your PSA test done. You meet with their professionals. They put you on a program perfect for you. Off your numbers to give you great results. They police it. They do it the right way, the professional way. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. They are on fire right now. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. Make a decision after that, but you're going to love Atlantic Men's Clinic. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, before we get back to it here, it's time for your weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. We have rain in the forecast, guys, in a surprising turn.
Boy, that's a shocker.
I thought it was supposed to be good today. I looked at the weather yesterday and go, finally, the rain's is backing off, but not so much.
I don't know, but I got a game today, and I'm a heavy underdog. I need to get this game in.
You what time do you play? You was like soon as you make a beeline to
sprint to the courts,
to the courts,
Central Park,
and then you
like to get there. Got to warm up a little bit. Yeah. Meet with my trainers.
You got to stretch out that Achilles so you don't pop one. Like
don't
I
worry. Hey, by the way, man, I don't mess with Achilles. First thing hit the Achilles.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that you talk about. Slow healing.
Then you got to wind up that shoulder that's probably grinding on cartilage.
No, right? We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that whole thing. So yeah, but
it's a different way to get ready playing tennis, huh?
Oh man, Bo, as you know, getting older, yeah. Father Time wins. But you and I are fighting the hell out of it, man. We are doing the best we can.
I'm bobbing.
Hell, you got me drinking less now. It's actually working. Thank you. I told you.
I'm trying to do the bob and weave, man.
You really done good job on the road, man.
I got to.
You sprint in before there's any peer pressure.
Too much damage for the Twitter.
The peer pressure after the dinner.
So some of those dinners I'll do, like I'll get like a little sip of tequila, like just one little shot of tequila, and then I tell the server, I said, just for the rest of the night, just put club soda in there, make it look like it's.
Are you really doing that?
I've done
now?
That before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to. It's hard not to, you know, when they're.
All I know is I sit in back of that van. By the time I'm off, I see you at the elevator getting ready to go up.
And who's right behind me?
Jimmy.
There you go.
And then.
Two old timers.
Then one guy has to give in to pressure because he's like, come on, man. Let's just have one. One. Yeah. One ain't going to kill
you. Well, there's two guys. The two guys that.
Yeah.
Two guys that.
No, the other guy stays up too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have to say their names though.
Yeah.
But one just got. Street name. Just, yeah. All right. Hey, listen, man. We were just talking about the text that just came in. Somebody's going to celebrate a big event at Catch and Cut in Los Olas. I just got to say this, and I know it's going to sound, well, he's your friend. You always talk about it and stuff. Listen, Chef Andre has put together a first class, one of the best restaurants in Los Olas, one of the new restaurants on there, and Los Olas is full of great restaurants. Chef Andre joins us this morning. Chef, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Finally, nice to be back, man. I got Bo off. I tell you what, I don't know what you guys are paying Bo over there, man, but I got to tell you, he's living large these days.
I just showed. You know, is the football season's kind of right around the corner now, right? You're starting to sniff it a little bit, and you know, training camps are going to be coming out in July, and I know we got a little bet with the New England Dolphin thing. And so I just thought I'd pop on this picture and show Joe the picture of you with Bones when you had to wear the Miami Dolphin gear
at
your old stomping grounds.
Wow, that is awesome. I love that picture.
Bones got the biggest smile on his face that I've ever seen, right?
Hey,
let me tell you, he was great to work with. Every week we had a football bet of some sort, and it was off-the-chart bets. And let me tell you, he's a true, true gentleman to work
with. Yes, he is.
Chef Andre, I got to ask you this. You got to be honest. And this could be in the name of business for hardcore Dolphin fans. Do you really believe that the Patriots have a chance? Because I've been hearing this all week, and Woody and I talked about it before Bo was here. Bo came on. That the Patriots can have a better regular season record than the Miami Dolphins. You think they can make that kind of jump?
For sure. I mean, I had a couple come in Saturday night. They listened to your show all the time. So Anna and Ronaldo were their names, and they came in to try the restaurant. And they had sympathy for me because they said, when I come on the air, I get trashed right from the start. Right from the start, I get trashed. And I said, well, that guy's coming in tonight, so hopefully you can let him, you know, give him an earful. A huge Dolphin fan, but let me tell you, he says he's scared this year of the Patriots. Scared of the Patriots.
I tell you, I'm, you know.
Let me hear you now. What?
I think they had a really good draft. They got the best offensive lineman in the draft.
They did.
I think in free agency,
that defense looks good.
They may have picked up like seven or eight new starters.
You know what's really good?
And then you got Mike Vrabel in there. And look, I think the Dolphins, I think they're going to be neck and neck.
Oh.
I do.
You think you're going to jump from four wins up to eight or nine wins?
Well, I like their quarterback. I like the quarterback, too. I think he's developing.
I'm with you on that one. I'll tell you what I do like. I was looking at a depth chart, and I know you have, Chef. That secondary with those safeties coming back, because they've always had those two safeties back there that I'm a big fan of. But I love their cornerbacks. The one they drafted and one they got in free agency. It's a good pair.
They're looking strong. And like you go back to the offense, I think Josh has something to prove. I think he's looking for a redemption tour here a little bit.
Hey, so have you ever heard of this, not to get on you a little bit, but your new wide receiver in this new, strawberry cocaine or what is that stuff that he was fooling around with out on the yacht there with all those ladies? What was that stuff? What was that again? I never heard. I'm very aware of cocaine, but I didn't know that stuff.
So what position does he play?
He plays wide receiver.
Well, there you go.
Do you feel good about that wide receiver? Not to just keep hammering you on the Patriots. You feel good about the wide receiver room?
I do. I think they look strong. I think they're going to bond with Drake here, and I think we're going to have a good season. But like I said a couple weeks ago, I don't like the schedule. I have to go up there in January. And that's a little rough.
When I first met him, it didn't matter. You know, whatever. I go up there. You know, in the middle of a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Now he's like, oh, geez, it's gonna be a little cold up there.
When Tom Brady was throwing to Gronk, and those guys wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, it was no big deal.
No,
right,
that was fine. Hey, Chef, I do have to ask you. A lot of bragging about Gene the Dream. One of the great waiters. I got to give him credit there. What makes one of those guys so good besides that great personality that guy has and his ability to bust balls at a different level? But what is it?
You know, I always tell the servers that they're their own sales and marketing. They are their own LLC, S Corp, C Corp, whatever. They are their own marketing brand. And if they market themselves well, they'll have a lot of repeat customers. And then obviously it goes with the brand. And I think a lot of our staff has brought into the culture that we're trying to create within that restaurant. You know, it's our locker room. You know, our locker room is the front of the house, the back of the house. And if our locker room is running well, we're going to do very well. And I think we've had great success from the start. And I learned that from coaching very early on in my days of coaching hockey down here. It's all about the locker room.
Gene's not the only one. I mean, we got Carlos. There's servers. You could go on down the list on those servers. They're all
– Yeah.
And they all – you know, it's funny. I see them sometimes when I'm in there. I see them. And they're serving a table, and they see someone, one of their customers, that comes in and just maybe sits at the bar and has a drink. They'll go right over, hey, how you doing? And just, you know, just keeping that relation. And Chef, you know more than me, you know, how many people call in for reservations, and they want
want
their server.
That's crazy.
Right? Yeah.
And that's great. It's only been 4 months since we've opened, but like I said, that locker room is working really well. Front of the back of the house is getting along super well. Great ownership across the board. Yeah. So I'll tell you, it's a good success so far.
The other thing is, you know, and this is a lot of credit goes certainly to Chef Andre, but that kitchen staff, they're just getting better and better and better, and you know, I look back there and they're all working hard.
Yeah,
they're all in there. There's no bickering, no everything there, and everybody's trying to put out the very best product they can, and in that nature, it's like a football team. They're just getting better and better and better because they work so well together.
Well, listen, we want people to make sure you got it. Hey, you got this Sunday brunch, the Power Lunch Friday. A lot of cool things going on. And the sushi, by the way, getting raving reviews. Boy, that sushi bar is fantastic.
Yeah, Chef Yomo does a great job. He's a true master at what he does, and he's a I really enjoy working with him. So it's been a good combination between him and I creating a really good restaurant.
All right, and I'm starting to sound like a promotional tool here, but don't worry about parking. I know what everybody's thinking. It's Los Olas. Yep. Don't worry. We got valet parking for you. Just slide right in there.
I think we have valet parking even for brunch and for the Power Lunch on Fridays, right, Andre?
Yeah. Friday lunches we've postponed to the fall.
Okay.
But right now we're really going to concentrate heavily on our brunch, Sunday brunch coming up.
Chef, thank you. Really appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. Have a good week to yourselves. Appreciate it.
All right. Get that heavy jacket.
Chef Andre, general manager of the New England Patriots, as well as the main man over there at Catch and Cut in Los Olas. We got more stuff to get to, but first I do want to take a second before we get to Steve Goldie Goldstein in Edmonton to talk about the Panthers. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. So you're going, I'm going to try to get through one more hurricane season without. No. Why do that? You got old leaky roof. Replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials, lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on a legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows, as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. You got somebody that's covering all of South Florida. You can get a hold of. They'll answer all your questions. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Again, protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.